Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The Ultimate Quest by Dr. Antonio Montalban is an epic historical fiction that spans five generations, beginning at the tail end of the Spanish colonial era in the Philippines. His narrative sweeps through time, immersing readers in the lives of characters whose personal journeys intertwine with the shifting tides of history. Dr. Antonio Montalban was Philippine-born, witnessed the events of World War II as he grew up in the farming area. After graduating from the University of Santo Tomas in Manila, he briefly practiced in the island before migrating to the United States for further training in urology. He soon practiced his art in Long Island, New York, and after 4 years joined the Air Force, from which he retired after 21 years, a colonel, as urologist and flight surgeon. He further served our veterans for another 14 years before retiring with his family in California. Dr. Antonio Montalban, author of the compelling historical fiction, The Ultimate Quest, is our guest on This Week in America. Doctor, a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
It is such a remarkable job you've done with the Ultimate Quest. I'm looking forward to our conversation today. What an extraordinary career that I mentioned, growing up in the Philippines during World War II, serving as a urologist, flight surgeon here in the U.S. How did those experiences change your perspective or give you a different perspective as a writer? Did it play a role in your writing ability?
No, I've always been trying to, I've always wanted to be a writer many years ago, even when I was in high school. But this is the only time that I was able to gain that little edge and in enthusiasm to be able to write a book and base all my theme of my writings towards the Philippines.
The book, by the way, The Ultimate Quest, available wherever books are sold, a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What inspired you to write this story, The Ultimate Quest, as a historical fiction, a sweeping five generations? Where did this idea come from?
Oh, this idea came from the fact that one time one of my members of my family, who are morally closely of Spanish descent, were talking to me about how we should remember our pasts, because we have been here in the United States for so long a time, and we probably are losing our identities. So that, well, it just dawned on me that going back to many years ago, when Spain was still a very strong and powerful country and had the Philippines under her hand, and until about 1898, when the Spanish-American War frankly ended the conflict, and that's where one of the Spaniards, soldiers, as a matter of fact, who had been a heroic individual in controlling some of the events happening in southern the Philippines, was eventually honored as a Filipino citizen after Spain they decided to stay out.
It's a remarkable story spanning five generations, as I mentioned, from the Spanish colonial era to post-colonial Philippines. What was the biggest challenge in trying to weave together real history along with fictional storytelling? How difficult was that to find the right balance?
Well, it was really very difficult. That's why it took me 5 years to finish this book. And as a matter of fact, it was with the help of my wife, Lourdes, who stood by me all the time, reading all my scripts. And she said, made her very, very definite comments, if you will.
Yes.
Not criticisms, but rather comments and anything else that she wanted to add or possibly removed.
It's interesting how many years it's spent. We'll talk about research as we go through our conversation today. Our guest is Dr. Antonio Montalban. If you're Googling, that's M-A-T-A-B-A-N. The book is The Ultimate Quest. You'll find it Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. A link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Your novel deeply explores Filipino identity, resilience, the impact of colonialism. How do you hope readers, what do you hope they take away, especially younger generation, about the Filipino history and culture? What do you hope the takeaway is after people read your book?
I think that they probably will recognize the fact that the Filipinos have their own identity, historically written because of the fact that they have always wanted to be independent of their own thoughts and their feelings, and they have accepted foreign domination, if you'll excuse the expression, in a rather positive but very equivocal way, so that the Filipinos are always learning, always willing to learn something, and that is to their advantage, and this is where they are right now.
At the heart of the book, The Ultimate Quest, is the Philippine family. You talk a lot about that. How much of the multi-generational story was inspired by your own family history or personal experiences when you were growing up in the Philippines? How much is this you or your family?
Well, no, there's nothing involved in my family because most of these are just theoretical incidents. However, they are referred to some instances that have occurred in the country and which I have observed and have been able to participate in.
I mentioned the research that you've done in spanning five generations. Each generation is new. They have their own experiences, carrying some baggage from past generations, but it's a new generation. How extensive was the research? How much time did you put into research for The Ultimate Quest?
Well, I had to use an open mind about it, and the research actually is more or less my own personal background and historical knowledge of what has happened in the country. And I know that, I've always been a very, very close appreciator, if you will, of Philippine history. And I've read as much, if not all, of Philippine history books.
What did doing the research in writing this, what did you find out? What did this tell you, reinforce you about your Philippine heritage and what people went through there, your generation as well as others? How did this book impact you as a writer?
Well, what it actually inferred is the fact that the Filipinos have learned a lot from all these past experiences from two influencing cultures, if you will, and they love to be independent of their own, and they had pursued that very strongly. And that's one reason why they were eventually granted independence in 1946. Only because of the fact that they have always expressed their desire to be as independent as possible.
What was the most rewarding experience for you in writing this? What was the most rewarding experience? What did you take greatest satisfaction in writing this book, The Ultimate Quest?
Well, the fact that I have people really who have read and bought the book from when in the first publication, and I wore, and some of them actually emailed me and expressed expression over how they appreciated how, you know, the incidents, if you will, that are more or less, while they were not possibly actual possibly or theoretical possibly, but still they inferred on Philippine culture and Philippine influences.
It's interesting in reading the reviews. People like the story you're telling. It's a piece of history, but it's written in a way, story form. We can relate to what people were going through. They really like the characters, how fully you developed the characters. Talk about that. What went into developing these characters and giving each one their own sort of unique personality in the story?
Well, being familiar with some of the Filipino behaviorism, if you will, is certainly, and I was always, you know, during my entire growing period in the Philippines, and I've traveled so much and so and encountered a lot of our own people that they have displayed various means of habituations and activities that certainly I had referred to a lot of them.
You're getting excellent reviews for the book, The Ultimate Quest, by Dr. Antonio Montalban, our guest on This Week in America. Link on our website, book available wherever books are sold. Do you have any other projects you're working on now? Such an excellent job with this. Are you writing anymore?
I'm in the process of completing another novel, and this time again about with Philippine setting.
Interesting. Have you finished that, did you say, or you're finishing it?
I'm all about halfway through because I have so much to do, and I can only go back time and again.
That's interesting. Is writing an escape for you? Is this a chance for you? Is something you look forward to fitting time in your schedule that you can sort of lose yourself in history and go back and write these books?
Well, I at this point in time, I'm not making any more research. It's just, so this is almost like a fictional situation. However, it's based upon my own personal background and historical experiences. So that's about the extent of it. And unfortunately, I don't have my wife to help me with me, because the fact that she has been sick for about almost 5 years. And then recently, she just left us and has joined the world.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Working together with her produced this excellent result, The Ultimate Quest, by Dr. Antonio Montalban. If you're Googling, that's Matabán. Book available wherever books are sold. Interesting in writing this. Do you have an outline when you start this process, or is this something you do as sort of as it comes to you?
No, it just comes out, in total, if you will.
Interesting. And then captured in The Ultimate Quest, the book is receiving rave reviews. And as I mentioned, a link for that is on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Who are some of the writers over the years that you've enjoyed reading that might have given you inspiration to be a writer yourself? Are there any writers that sort of inspired your writing?
I'm afraid my memory is rather lost when it comes to that, except for Shakespeare, perhaps. The rest of the authors, I can't remember their names. Yes, I've read so many books. I could not even remember the name. I apologize. At my age of 93, it's very hard to recover, renewed memories, if you will.
An incredible 93, a spry 93, out there talking about this book that's just been published, The Ultimate Quest, and another book that he's working on, doing an excellent job with writing in this part of his career. Interesting, I mentioned all of the background. Have you thought about doing an autobiography?
Well, I've thought about it, but and there's really nothing very interesting in my background, except for the fact that what you have already said about my professional state and the fact that I have encouraged my family to be with me for 64 years, 63 years rather, and also that all my three boys are all veterans like me.
It's interesting, the work that you've done, being a veteran yourself, and what you have done for veterans and the family participation in that as well. A few minutes left on the program in sort of summing up The Ultimate Quest. What do you hope people take away, people in general, from reading The Ultimate Quest? It's a remarkable story, but it's a piece of history about a topic maybe we don't know that much about. What do you hope the reader takes away from reading the book?
Well, I hope that they will just appreciate the fact that they indeed, what they hear or what they suspected of the Filipino culture is possibly written indirectly in this book.
You mentioned 5 years working on this. What was that like during that period? You're starting on this and doing research, putting this together. A lot of it comes from your own experience. What was the process like for the 5 years?
Well, you might say that I was busy taking care of my wife because during that time, before she got started, and she was still well and mentally clear, and she was a very, 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 you know, so much help with me because of the fact that she was able to be critical, if you will, of some of the passages and the comments and whatever I have, and I owe her a lot.
Obviously, that help was something that was very important in writing this book, the epic fictional account of five generations in the Philippines. The book is The Ultimate Quest by Dr. Antonio Montaban. That's Matabán. You really capture the human side of the story. I mentioned the research that you did, you obviously nailed what was happening at the time. It's accurate. The human side, talk about developing that, because as I mentioned before, these characters have a life of their own, and you're doing it from five generations. So, the attitudes change, the problems, the challenges change during that period. What was that like developing these characters and giving them the personality that we could relate to them?
Well, you know, these personalities really are a deduction of what I have observed, because I've observed people behave in the manners that I have more or less hinted in the book, because there are so many people who behave rather oddly or correctly or rather intentionally that you have no other choice but to sort of think whether or not those attitudes were good, appreciated, or appreciable.
The book is The Ultimate Quest. Our guest is Dr. Antonio Montaban. That's Matabán. A couple minutes left in the program. Time is going by so quickly and so many interesting facets to talk about. When you look back over the five generations, are there any qualities that stick out to you as you were telling this story? I mean, it's very impressive what all of the generations were able to accomplish and their transition from one to the other. What were some of the qualities that really made this country successful?
Well, the thing is the closeness of the family itself. As a matter of fact, they have such an attitude of being able together, and both physically and even emotionally, if any well. And I don't think they're probably different from any other people from other countries, but the Philippines have such a very emotional stage that it's a treasure for them. And consequently, this is, as a matter of fact, even were commented upon by many of the Americans during World War II when they visited many of their families at the time of the deliberation, that they said, you know, you're such a close family, we don't know what to say. We don't have the same thing in America. And I don't think that is true. I think they were just exaggerating an observation.
How important was that for you, the closeness of family? What did that mean for you, that you had the support of family, and that was something that was very common in the Philippines?
Well, I think I am. I can only say I wish to thank this attitude, this customary attitude, if you will. Like, for instance, right here, I have my three boys very close to me, although they live about 1,000 miles away from one another. I have nieces and nephews who are very close, and they don't hesitate to call, if you will, as well as my sisters, who are just as equally concerned about me. And these things are you just do not keep this away on the side. You keep them deeply in your feelings and in your heart at all times.
The book, the epic historical novel, The Ultimate Quest, is available wherever books are sold. The Amazon link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. The author, our guest on the program, Dr. Antonio Montaban, that's M-A-T-A-B-A-N. I'd like to thank King Pages Press, the author's marketing consultant, results-oriented, making sure your work gets the attention it truly deserves. Doctor, a pleasure having you on the program. I love talking about the book, all that went into that. An epic novel, it certainly is. You cover a lot of ground. You give us some remarkable human interest stories, a slice of history as well. Thank you for being with us on the program.
It is my pleasure, as a matter of fact. It really made me feel as though I'm on top of the world as a result of this conversation.
Well, you should have that feeling. It was so much fun talking with you and having a chance to talk to you publicly about The Ultimate Quest by Dr. Antonio Montaban. Again, that's M-A-T-A-B-A-N. The link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us, take you directly to Amazon. Learn more about the book there and order it as well. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.